Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have Holly Harrison singing God on the Mountain, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. You're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley when things go
today by redefining the family and what God said in His Word. What was the first institution that God called forth? It was the family. A man and a woman having children. That's the family. God blessed that. God doesn't bless today people having transgender operations. By the way, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, you can change every body part you got, but you'll never change the fact that if you will make, came into this world as a man, as a female, or a male, you're still that. Amen. And I didn't say that. Science and the medical field says that. Godless today, by being sexless and a genderless nation, and that's what we've become. It's bad when we've got a debate about who goes to what bathroom. That is pathetic. godless today by filling our prisons and emptying our churches. We need to turn lives around for Christ. Godless by embracing today gay pride parades today and being then offended when someone prays in public. Godless by 65% divorce rate in America. That means only 35% of marriages survive. Where have we gone? What have we become? 54 years, think back. And this mess really started in what we're in, and I hate to say it, in my generation. You go back to Woodstock. You go back to all this free love, free sex, free drugs, everything else that's going on. And now here it is 54 years later, and what have we got? We've got a godless nation today that does not honor God. We've got churches today that does not believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. We've got people today that don't believe in the Word of God. We've got today people that are sitting in Congress and Senate making decisions that doesn't even know God. What have we become? I believe it's time we get our churches, our family, and our nation back on the altars of God. He said, what can we do as a little church here in Lynchburg, Virginia? Well, the Word of God tells us what we can do, and I'll tell you that in just a moment. If the nation is going to rise today from the ashes today of spiritual decline and spiritual defeat and from the death that has basically taken over the inspiration and the influence of the church today, it will begin when churches and families and our nation gets back to the altars of God and starts calling on the God of heaven and repenting and getting right and starts serving God and putting Him first in our lives. Amen. Proverbs 14 and 34, Solomon said, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to all people. So righteousness begins here. Where? In the house of God. It begins because you and I are the house of God. It's not this brick building sitting on the corner of 411 Blue Ridge Street and Jubal Street in Lynchburg. The church are these people that are sitting in this church. We are the people of influence. We are the people of God's power. We are the people today that can turn this nation around for God. But you've got to stop being intimidated today by the vices of the world and the devil and the flesh. And you've got to stand up and say, I still believe there is a God. I still believe in the Word of God. I still believe that you can walk for God, serve God, be filled with the Spirit, and live for God. I still believe there is a God in heaven that'll do miraculous and mighty things. Amen. Hallelujah. I still believe. From God's powerhouse of His Word today, we find God tells us in 1 Kings, in the Scripture, chapter 18, 17 through 21. The Word of God says, and it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, that's 850, which ate at Jezebel's table. That's 850 prophets of Baal against one man of God. So Ahab, but let me tell you, if God's on your side, that's all you need. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow Him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Now go down to verse 30. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him and listened to what he did. What does it say? And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. Let's read that together. It's on the screen if you don't have your Bible. Let's read it together audibly out loud. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. God is always faithful to keep His word. He be assured that when you turn your back on Almighty God, you must prepare to live with the consequences of your choice. And folks, today you cannot turn from the light of the world and not face darkness. You can't live any way you want to live. God holds you accountable to His word. God holds you accountable to heaven today. God holds you responsible to every soul and every person that crosses your path. God holds us accountable how we treat His word, how we live for Him. And so therefore today, we better get in a position of taking seriously what God's word says. You cannot turn today from the light of the world today and think you can get by and live in sin and do anything you want to do. You can't turn from the rock of ages today that is unshakable and sure without being crushed by this same rock. You cannot turn today from the Prince of Peace without facing a world filled with fear. My God, this world is fearful, but praise be unto God, the redeemed of the Lord have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Amen. Glory. Today, realizing this, when you turn your back on God, that is a love that you will be filled. And you know what? You will now no longer love God, but you will be filled with the hate of the devil in your heart and in your life. There's a solution. If you've turned your face away from God, why don't you turn back to God with repentance? I'm glad that His arms are open. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, if you'll come to me, I will restore you. If you come to me, I will revive you. If you come to me, I will forgive you. If you come to me, I will take your life and turn it around. If you'll come to me, why are we staying in the same mess that we're in when there's a God who wants to bring us out to the land of plenty that He has for us if we will simply serve God? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Turn back. Turn back to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Turn back to the God who loves you with an everlasting love. Turn back to God who makes a way in our life where we had no direction. Turn back for God because He's a God of restoration. Turn back to God for the repentance that He will provide. Turn back to God because only He can forgive your sins. Amen. Turn back for revival. And I believe it's time that we turn our homes, our church, our nation back to God. If you want joy, you're going to have to turn back to the one that gives joy. If you want hope, you're going to have to turn back to the God of all hope. Hallelujah. He's still the way. He's still the truth. He's still the life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's time that we, you know, declare as Joshua, as I brought out last week pertaining to the family. It's time that we declare as he declared, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I don't care if the devil likes it or not. I don't care if the government likes it or not. I don't care if the world likes it or not. I don't care if my neighbors like it or not. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord and remain faithful unto Him. You know, things are only going to get better when we turn back to the God who can make it better. Amen. I think about David in Psalm 51, and David had transgressed God, and David had gotten away from God, and David's life was full of sin. He was separated from God, and here's the man after God's own heart who had walked with God, who had felt the blessings of God, who had done miraculous things by God's help, and then all of a sudden he gets into sin. Because he got his eyes on Bathsheba. He committed a sin with her. But thanks be unto God. God is a God that will restore you. And the word says, and this is a selection of scriptures from Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Woo! My God, could you imagine if the church got on the altars and prayed a prayer like that? Hello, y'all. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen. Good God Almighty. Can you imagine if that wave of revival, that wave of repentance, that wave of coming back and calling on God would hit the church today? I believe it would then spread.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.